Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on January 3rd, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I just welcoming you to our first program on Live Talk here at Studio 7 this Monday, January the 3rd, 2022. Just saying Happy New Year to everybody. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about the year 2022 and other issues.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministry of Health reports that 15 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and over 650 people tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. More than 5,000 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year when the pandemic started.
The ministry also reports that more than 4.1 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 3.1 million their second dose.
And in other news, in Bulawayo today, there was a memorial service for late football administrator Dumiso Gumede, who died last week. Gumede, who was the Highlanders Football Club president and a former Zifa vice president, will be laid to rest in his Nyati homestead in Matabeleland North.
We're also talking about your New Year resolutions. What will you be doing this year to improve your life or other people's lives? Ngabe malhlabezulunja laphelikona siyalambulela ke ku 2022 sithemba lokuthi liphile laphelikona endaweni zonke zomhlaba. Yes, sesikhangela ke COVID-19 okokuqala. Uhlangothi lwezempilo kahle libika ukuthi kunabantu ayi 15 ababulewe COVID izolo, bese kusithi abayi 664 abantu abahlolwe batholakala vele gciwane leli. So ke singatsho ukuthi ke uhlangothi lolu luthi kunabantu abayi 5032 asebulawe COVID-19 kusukela ombibhido nyakenye, bese kusithi ke abantu abayi 183,261 baphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Umkhuhlane lo kwele Zimbabwe kusukela ngaleso sikhathi sobamba abantu abayi 214,876. Kuzobuya ke asebejove ejekiseni yakho okokuqala bedlula 4.1 million, asebejove yesibili kwayi 3.1 million. Ngase sijula siya phambili njalo, kukhanya kuningi phela okumele sikhulume ngakho lomhlanje. Marvelous, kunye kwangikhona kudlula emhlabeni kukaNdumiso Gumede. UGumede uyaziwa sibili ukuthi uGumede wabantu, ngoba uGumede wayethanda abantu. Mune pelo watenga iClubhouse ya Islanders, watenga iHotel California, wabisa njalo pelo, lapo wakutuwa kukona, wafala makempa kukona. Watenga kunye nje kuchiwe neyo, ya ofisi, ya poso. So kukanya nazani la mtale, meule memorial service kwa Gumede, uzabewa kusasa, Enyati. Enyati kukona lapo pela atavuka kukona. Sizo futi njalo langa manyu ye resolutions eno, ukutumia galo, nibona njani. Kunjalo ke mavila spoke loko.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nemusoro muvhuro andira 3/2022, chirongwa chedu chekutanga mugore idzva. Tinoshuvira kuti makapinda zvakanaka mugore idzva iri ra2022. Saka nhasi tichange tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19, tichitarisawo zvakare zvimwe zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti nezuro pane vanhu 15 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19, uyezve pane vanhu 650 vakawanikwa ivo vachitesta positive kana kuti vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19. Toona kuti kubva denda iri ratanga munyika pane vanhu 5,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti bazi rezveutano riri kutaura kuti pari zvino rabaya vanhu nhomba yecovid-19 vanosvika 4.1 million. Kunyange zvavo vanga vakatarisira kuti vanga vachizobaya vanhu 10 million kuti pawanikwe ipo paine herd immunity munyika. Tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kuBulawayo, apo vaimbova vari ivo vachishanda neZifa, uyezve vanga vari kushanda kuHighlanders vaNdumiso Gumede, avo vakatisiya vawanikwa ivo vachirangarirwa. Muzuva ranhasi tinotarisa zvakare kuti vaGumede vachange vachiradzikwa kumusha kwavo kuInyati kuMatabeleland North. Senge chiku kutarisa shakari, pamsoro peja mu kutarisa na nazo, mugoreja ilo rino, kutitino ziwa kutikutanga kwe gore kutai wanu waka wanda, mani ngevani ma resolution, haka wanda saka tutaku njua kubakuwa muri kuti ini, jinsha muri kutarisa mugore rino, ra 2022, jamungati a inji shakasara muna 2021, gore rino ra 2022, chenge taka tarisa shakadai ni shakadai, ndosho nyesha chenge tukukurukura neni nasi ipopano. Sasa shakari nyaya yekuti zvikoro pari zvino zviri kunzi izvo zvambononoka kuti zvivhurwe pamusoro pedenda recovid-19. Takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Munangagwa vachizivisa kuti zvikoro hachitavhurwa musi wa10 nzira sekutaurwa kwazvanga zvakaitwa asi vachazozivisa kuti zvinovhurwa rini sezvo denda iri recovid-19 rawanikwa richipfunya chisero munyika. Kana iko kuno nepasi rose tiri kuona uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 huchiwanda. Asi tombobuda munyaya yecovid-19 tida kunzwa kwamuri kuti ini zvii zvamakatarisana nazvo iro gore rino ra2022 richitanga kudai.
Yes, let's start with what happened in Bulawayo today at the Bulawayo Amphitheater, where people were actually bidding farewell to Ndumiso Kumete. They call him Ndumiso Wabantu. He's the man who worked so much for football in Zimbabwe. Signature tunes, you know, that Highlanders has, and I'm sure there's a lot that is happening, you know, among people. Whenever they see this song, it reminds them of Ndumiso Kumete. used to sometimes wear some traditional clothes. And thanks to that song, you know. And I'm sure if he had to smile today, he was going to smile, definitely.
Yes, Gibbs, I think that's a very befitting tribute to Dumitru Ogwende, because as we, most of the pictures that we see of him, he's literally dressed in his traditional way, or at least the headgear. So I think, like you said, he must be smiling up there in heaven. Apo tanga chukuona, tanga chukui tika, nasi mbula wayo, apo, watigiri Highlanders, wamu wanufara, navu, nevamu wamani shamari, wawa ni kwa wachuunga na nasi, vachiwa ni kwa iwo, vachichema, nekurangari na vandu miso gumede, awa wakati siya, irofiki, rafura, taona apo, pachitabra ipo, uyeshe pachimbuga, Gibbs alikuwa itaura kuchimbo chinowani kwa icho chimbo kwa Highlanders. Saka tanga chukutuwa yesu kuchimbofunga wagumede kwa wari kuko aiwa wari kunye mwerera nekuti ndoja wari farira wari wapenyu iye shi chukushuona shitwa parufuru wavo pakurangarengwa kukushaya kwa avo.
And we've got the former Highlanders chairperson.
Wakarisa is in a special membership. We need to bring more money than others. We need to just put the support. Not for gain, but to promote the club. And that was for me. And then a few months later, we need a tribute in house. And he said, guys, I have a vision for this club. There are two things I would like to do in my life, and still able to do them. Nkamina inda abantu abehailendas abangahlala khona batoti lezi kakhuluma lezi ezizabathekileyo nebhekuma kusa iklabhu akeni cabanga ukuthi khona ilendas ebele ofisi yabo khona nakulento anything that want to do for the club kube nento yakhona athi ini nabafana lokunana libathathe ekuseni sokwantenzila zenza sokokho uyengapho anwaye kungabizoi ibetaikongeta ngakuloyihoyiteni kubekokuyihoyitela iolmo ngemiso achisi olosis anetimsekozobaileati but nothing over poikiaaes. Instruction to me. I start out
We won the championship with one loss and all that was from good memory. One other thing I would like to mention is Peter Kelly is here for sure. He was my secretary when I was 75 years. Such to be an eye for my life was coming. I think that the truth is in the sense. Maybe it was there. This is not the only thing. I went in, I opened the book. In there, I found the clause which says, the National Association will not benefit from anything there. And we refused to save the money to CIFA. And what they did not see enough, we quoted that in that line. You can imagine, from 20,000. If you spend 15%, that's a lot of money. And that was
for me. So there you are, marvelous. That is Roger Mutwa. He was the Highlanders Football Club chairperson. At the time when he was leading the club, there were some upheavals, you know, in the club. And some people were saying a lot about what was going on. Some didn't like what he was doing. And he related exactly what was taking place. And he says at one stage, excuse me, marvelous. So he says at one stage they had to sell some players who they identified as very troublesome in the club. And they did that, and they knew that Zipa was going to take some money out of what they needed. Because they needed money badly, because the club was in a very poor financial state. So, but then he says Kumete went to his home at one stage. He didn't call him. He went there and said, you know what, Mutwa, can you go and read a certain section of the soccer statutes? Zipa was not supposed to get a cent from what you do when you sell players. And he says, we did exactly that. And after that, you know, Zipa called demanding the 10% or whatever. And he says, that matter just disappeared because we read exactly what Kumete wanted us to read. And it was true. So Zipa didn't take a cent out of the sale of those troublesome players. But he says, you know, Kumete was one person that... wanted to see a peace and wanted to see a lot of progress in soccer.
Apo tanga tshikunzwa vamusho mumwe wearo vanyarikani vanga vari pachitsiko chanhasi vachitaura ivo vachipa nhoroondo yekushanda kwavakaita navagumede vachiti pane nguva apo Highlanders yanga yakatarisana nekuomerwa mukirabhu ikati iyo ichatengesa vamwe vatambi uyezve vakange vari kuti vaizotengesa vamwe vatambi vanga vari kuita zvemusikanzwa mukirabhu iyi. Saka vanoti ivo panguva iyo vaitengesa nguva yapfuura vaiti vakatengesa vatambi vobva vapa chimwe chikamu chemari yavanenge vatengesa kune Zipa, asi vagumedhe vakawanikwa ivo vachikurukura vachitsanangura kuti aiwa tarisai bhuku renyu rinotaura nezvenhabvu rinotaura kuti Zipa semotherboard haifanira kutombopuhwa kana sent remari yamunenge matengesa maplayer. Hanzi vamuhlo vakaenda imomo vakaverenga vakaona kuti aiwa ichokwadi changa chikutaurwa navagumedhe vakati ivo pakazowanikwa ivo Zipa apo vatengesa maplayers Zipa yakawanikwa ichizoridza nhare ichiti ko tipei kapesendeji vamuhlo vakati kwete tiri kuendererana nezviri kutaurwa mumabhuku ezvebhora ekuti imi seZipa hamufanire kubata kana sendi remari yemaplayers vatinenge tatengesa. Saka vanga vari kutaura kuti vagumedhe munhu aida nyaya iye nhabvu zvepamwoyo uyezve vaida zvinhu zvechokwadi vachishandisa mabuku ebora kuti vataure kuti endai pakati section yakati kuti munhu anyatsoziva kuti vari kutaura kuti ivo sachairman panguva iyoyo vamwe mabasa avakaita kana vachizvitarisa haaenzani nemabasa akaitwa navagumedhi apo vakawanikwawo vachishanda neHighlander.
Yeah, so I think it's good that you identify that. So he says, you know, people remember Kumete for what he did for the club. But people can't remember me for whatever I did.
those are the words of a man.
A very wise man, yeah.
He's a very wise man and also a humble man because most people will not come out and say that because I picked it up, although he said it in the Lele. People laugh. You know, he said, you know, people will remember him because of the notable works that he did. But I know I was also chairman at one stage, but, you know, I know that I did not measure up to what Mr. Gumede would be remembered for.
And he also challenged some other former chairman who were there and said, what did you do for the club? He said, you know what, there's no one who can say, this one did this, that is more than what Gumede did for the club.
Yes, and I like the ambience in that room, Gibbs. It mirrors exactly how Gumede lived. I think he would love this funeral because people were laughing, they were joking, you know, and also just bringing, you know, like his work, the work that he did, they were honoring him, but in a way that Gumede would like.
Definitely marvelous. So let's turn to people's resolutions and other things. So let's start with this gentleman, Agape Chiangwa, who is in Chinoy. This video was sent by our correspondent, Nonorai Jenna.
That's 2022. I think it's going to be a better year for us as youth. Teenagers are talking about 2022, and we're talking about my business, to be geeky, but not 2021, I mean. Saka 2022, she's going to go to Akunemuka, and we're going to start to talk about Zara. But it's also some opportunities to run out of the
Very well, marvelous. I think we heard this gentleman. He's got a very positive mind, you know?
Yes, he does. And he actually comes from my hometown in Chinoy. And I think he's actually the Chinoy case, from what I can see in the background. But a very enlightened young man. He, you know, he's talking about he's taking advantage of where he works to make sure that since he works at an abattoir, he also, sells meat to other people. Because he manages to get it at a cheaper price. So very interesting, perception there. And then he said he wants that, you know, youth Don't concentrate too much on politics, because these politicians are also looking for jobs, just like us. You know, there's a term in Zimbabwe called Ngwava Ngwava, saying, you know, they are Ngwava Ngwavaing just like us, meaning. So he's saying, don't spend too much time concentrating on what the politicians are saying, because they are also looking for a way to Ngwava Ngwava.
So you should Ngwava Ngwava, you know?
We should Ngwava Ngwava instead of spending too much time on politics. But I wish, you know, our reporter had asked him about registering to vote and things like that, because, you know, that's an issue that this year will be major, and especially Zimbabwe, as you know, the youth make up the bulk of Zimbabwe's population, so it will be interesting to see what the youth are saying about registering to vote.
Yes, now let's have Mr. Innocent Ndivali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe.
Missionary greetings to our ground forces, our fighters in EFF Zimbabwe across the country. May I also take this opportunity to say a happy, happy new year to our great country and its leadership. I want to wish the President, His Excellency, Comrade Edim Nangagwa, as the President of the country, a happy new year. Let me say this to fellow Zimbabweans. Comrades, let's move the politics of Zimbabwe from the politics of insults, politics of hate, politics of regionalism, politics of tribalism, politics of divisionism, to the politics of what is in the best interest of Zimbabweans. Let us do what is in the best interest of Zimbabweans. Let us converge, but we cannot converge in insults, in disrespect, in disregard of our institutional bodies, such as the courts, such as the police, such as the prison services, the army, the CIOs, and so on and so on. Let us value and respect our institutions. Let us protect the sovereignty of our country. Let us protect the territorial integrity of our country. Let us ensure that those who are in parliament must do their job and amend the constitution to remove that clause that guarantees compensation for the former farmers in terms of the structures that they would have put in these farms. But comrades, who compensated our ancestors? Who compensated our forefathers? No one. No one should be compensated. Let me say this to the people of Zimbabwe. No one must be moved away from the ancestral villages, ancestral lands across the country. I say this to the people of Tiradzi, to say, engage the leadership meaningfully, respectfully, explain. Let us explain to them. Let us make them see the value of not moving you from your ancestral villages. Let us not resort in insults. Let us resort in the politics of engagement, the politics of debates, the politics of what is in your best interest as Zimbabweans. This is my message. Let us change the politics of Zimbabwe from the politics of hate to the politics of oneness, to the politics of being African, to the politics of being Zimbabwean, to the politics of being one, to be under one flag, to be one people, one African. No African anywhere in Africa must feel as a foreigner, must feel as if they are a foreigner. No African must be a foreigner in Zimbabwe. No African must be a foreigner in South Africa, in Botswana, in Malawi, in Zambia, in Liberia, anywhere in Africa. Let us promote a borderless Africa so that we can deliver economic freedom in our lifetime, so that we can deliver Africa to the Africans, because Africa is ours.
Very marvelous. So he says Africa is for Africans. Yes, so you can go ahead and say it in short.
Apo tikona vandimbande vachitaurawo mafungiro avo vari kutaura ivo kuti gore rino ra 2022 ivo vari kuti varida kuona vanhu vachibatana nyanya panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika vachiti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vasarambe vachitaura zveruvengo kunyangwe vasiri kuwanikwa ivo vachizvinzwa vachitaura zvakare kuti pane dzimwe nzvimbo kune vanhu vari kutorerwa pavanogara vataura nzvimbo yechiredzi vachiti vanhu vanogara munzvimbo iyi vanofanira kutaurana nehurumende mune zvakanaka vachitaurawo kuti sei vasingafaniri kunge vachibviswa panzvimbo iyi asi pasawanikwe ipo vanhu vachiita zvekurwisana kana kunyombana pamusoro pekubviswa munzvimbo iyoyi gibs.
So let's hear the Ndebele version of what you are saying right now.
Ama members awe EFF Zimbabwe, ngibingelela ama leaders wonke awe EFF eAfrika jikelele, ngibingelele umongameli we EFF eLiberia u Emmanuel Gonkoy, umongameli we EFF eSwaziland umama uNombulelo, ngibingelele u leader we EFF eZambia uComrade Mwenda, ngibingelele uComrade Banda uleader we-EFF eMalawi, ngizobingelela lama leaders ethu uComrade Julius Malema, ngithi happy birthday kuComrade Floyd Shibambo. Ngiphinde njalo ngibuyele kithi lapha eZimbabwe ngithi bantu bakithi asiyekeleni ipolitics yokuthethisana, ipolitics yokulwa, ipolitics yenhlamba, ipolitics yokweyisana, kodwa siyenze ipolitics yokubambana, ipolitics yokuyakha isizwe, ipolitics yokuunite ilizwe lonke jikelele regardless ukuthi ukhuluma isihlobo ba umhlobo ungumhlobo bani kumbuvela ngapi kumbe okuqakathekileyo ukuthi singamaZimbabweni sonke, singama-Africans sonke, asithandaneni njengama-Africans so that we can retain our practices, we can ensure that we return to a situation esingakwanisa khona ukuthi si-resolve ama-differences ethu ngokuhloniphana, si-resolve ama-differences ethu ngokuthandana njalo ngokuqondisana okuqondileyo. Njalo ngifuna ukuthi ngithi elizweni lakithi umnyaka lo 2021 kade ungumnyaka onzima kakhulu ekade silwisana nemikhuhlane eminingi abo COVID, silwisana lento eziningi nje ezivamileyo nje across the world, kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi abantu bathwele nzima kuzima ukuthi usupporte imuli yakho, imsebenzi ayikho, ama-factory avaliwe, kodwa ngibhodile nje eZimbabwe ngikhangela ngibona abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi hhayi abantu beZimbabwe abakajinji, abantu beZimbabwe ngabantu abalungileyo, ngabantu abasebenza nzima, abasebenzela imuli zabo, abangafuni violence kodwa abafuna i-development, abafuna i-unity, abafuna ukuthi ama-leaders abo engabafundisi inhlamba, engabafundisi violence, engabafundisi ukuthi bengalalelani, kodwa bafuna ama-leaders akhuluma iqiniso njalo afundisayo ukuthi sibambane njengabantu. Njalo ngifuna ukufisela yena umongameli wethu u-Edi Mnangagwa ukuthi happy 2022, because u-2021 ngendaba ze-corona lo deputy wakho hayi likhanya liwubambile umsebenzi, ngoba thina be-EFF siyatsho ukuthi hayi okuhle sizakubuka kodwa okungalunganga sizatsho njalo. Ngizacela ukuthi sicebise i-government ukuthi ikhangele kakhulu indaba lezi esizenzakala emphakathini ezama-robberies, ezama-criminals, okutholakala ukuthi kuke kwathiwa la masosha aba-involved, kodwa hathi ukuthi sithi amasosha sesithethisa amasosha, hayi asitsho khonoko. Thina esikutshoyo ukuthi hayi i-government mayisebenze nzima sibili ukuze imise indaba lezi zama-robberies ezabantu abangenela abantu ezindlini njalo abatshontsha lamawaya awamagetsi njalo abakhoza a lot of harm ku-society. So sithi i-government mayingenele izama ukuzilungisa into lezi. So happy 2022.
So happy 2022. There you are, Marvelous. He's saying no to tribalism, no to regionalism, no to corruption, no to many things. You know, he says Zimbabwe should be united. And he's actually praising the Mnangagwa government for tackling COVID-19. But he's worried about the spate of robberies in Zimbabwe. And they're saying that definitely soldiers are involved. So he says people are not insulting the government. when they actually point out that soldiers are actually involved, allegedly, right? So at the end of the day, he says, you know, people are seeing what is happening, and so it should be taken in that way.
Apo tangachukunzwa vandimande veEFF Zimbabwe varikutaura ivo vanga vari kuti vanowanikwa vachifadzwa nemabasa akabatwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa panyaya yekurwisa denda reCOVID-19 asi vashora nyaya yavanoti ivo uwandu hwezvatirikuona zviri kuitika munyika tinonzwa kuti pane vemauto vari kuwanikwa vachibatana nevamwewo matsotsi vachiwanikwa ivo vachienda vachinoba mudzimba dzevanhu vachishandisa futi saka vari kuti aiwa izvi havawirirane nazvo.
Then with this interview that was done by Ezra Chisaswanda, he was talking to, you know, one of the touts in Bulawayo. So this guy is operating between Bulawayo and Pinga. You know, they call them Windies or Windy, but they don't like that term at all. So let's listen to this interview.
Mabras moyo. Uti nama resolution na koga 2022 kana lelene.
Amina vado mkare damu ngavela mwanga hita. Tole mbala msebe damu mwanga.
Ule miyengi? Say
24.
24?
Yeah. Aba kusebe? Anya, mwanga tisebe mwote.
Matani?
Ai, mkwende vila.
Oh, kwende. Aba kusebe? What license is like? How fees what you lumiya kala otati license?
Mwenye fezo tati lefensi na
Dine hivyo zoto mwa windi?
Yeah.
Oho, wafu kutu kile mwa msi mwa windi kwa kusenda hala?
Ah, nchi ya uhambu ndoku ya mwendota la kutuseli lovu ndoku uhambu ndoku ofu timpashi, lo timpashi.
Oho, wano mwa windi siya hala?
Nse ipinga se, ipinga hapa, maka.
Maka?
Yeah.
Ina ngota li na utali ya shuweza wanta lishumeza, eh?
Ah, yeah,
so that's a popular one. I wish I know this. Now, to the phone. So, I tell us the of who's driving.
So he's planning to get a license this year, Marvelous, and he's not happy about his job. He says it's a very, very difficult job because at the end of the day, he says, you know, there's no money. You know, when he loads, let's say, a bus or something, they pay him between $3 and $5 a load. So he says, you know what, this is not money at all. If I get my own license, I can do something different, but He doesn't have money. That's his problem. But he says he'll try by all means to get somewhere, you know, this year, but things are tough.
I wapo chukuzwa kune vamwe vinzi vawanika ivo vachitaura nemutori wedu wenhau vachitaura kuti pari zvino zvinhu zvakaoma kwavanoshanda ikoko kana vakaita loads vanopiwa $3 to $5 paloads uyezve izvi vari kuti hazvisi kukwanisa kunge vachibatanidza mari yakawanda yekuti vakwanise kurarama. Vataura zvakare kuti vachada kuwanikwa iro gore rino vachitora rezinesi rekuti vakwanisewo kudhiraivha nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi chandibata ndanga ndiri kunzwa Killa T anga achiridza ari mubackground umo uko kwanga kuchitaurwa namukoma vanga vari kutaura apa. Asi vanga vari kutariratidzika vari mukoma vechidiki mukoma vechidiki vanga vari kutaura zvavari kushuvira mugore rino ra22 saka vati 2022 vati vari kushuvira kuti vawane rezinesi uyezve vawanikowo vachibatawo mari yakati wandei mubasa ravo sawinzi.
So for him, life is very, very tough. And he says, you know, even if you go to school in Zimbabwe, it doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. So, but he says, if you are doing your own thing, you know, you can turn around your life. Let's see what he's going to do. So we've got a lady here who also spoke with Ezra Chinaspanda. Here he comes.
Matau. Unjani mata? Okay. Wose semuthi lapho lemnye manje. 40.
Eh.
Abantu bayonga mata.
Yebo loye.
Loye. Uba bona.
Okay.
Yebo. Shalom. Nangu mnyaka za 2022 akusitheleke ukuthi ukhaleleni mina 2022 iCovid azange ukathathi.
Hayi.
Azange la.
Hayi.
Wawa test.
Eh.
Sasha. Eh
mata.
Zonde zonde.
Eh.
I was telling him, you know, we are able to cut it and cool the money, sir. In the young kid,
I'm going to go to the young kid.
So when we also say to be also from the chill of all things, that was it.
You said it, so all things I ever get in my. But I'm not saying that.
Ufundonga na?
Ayi natuna kwese.
Kwa tose kura?
Ayi zari wa suye ima lewe mpilisele kama.
Banga wapi?
Ayi wapi.
Uzwa kuzi yen?
Ayi.
Uendule miyende?
Ayi ndende 20.
Ule 20? Kwa uofisi luwende lapa mpwa utingwa tunete la utili?
Ayi ya nangisisi.
So I want to be channel on Kushan COVID. You wanna know which Kushan appear in there?
I know I'm going
to appear.
I am
going. What to change? We as queer and families, the lens and Aguranda.
Yeah, seven, what I said was,
the lady is saying that she used to actually go to rural areas to sell various commodities. But the problem is that, you know, the market is flooded with some commodities like maize, you know, but it still sells sugar and soap. But then the problem is there's no business these days, you know. And she doesn't see anything changing this year because of circumstances beyond her control. And she's looking for a job as a domestic worker. And she says, you know, she went to school but ended in grade 7 because her parents didn't have money to take for her to further her education. So according to this lady, Matau, life is very tough. You know, she's married, yes, but she's finding it very, very hard to survive.
Uh-huh. Apo chukuzwa kufa kune mungwe mudzimai vanozviti ivo amai Madhau vachiti kunyange yavo vakaroorwa uyezve pari zvino vaimboita basa rekungwapa ngwapa zvambotaurwa namukoma wevaivai vachienda kunotengesa zvinhu pari zvino zvinhu zvakatiomei nekuti hapana vari kukwanisa kunge vachitenga saka vari kuti vanombotengesa zvinhu zvakadai seshuga asi pari zvino vatengi ndivo vari kushaika saka vari kuti vakutotsvaga basa rekuti vashande mumba vanoti vakaenda kuchikoro kusvika pagrade 7 asi zvinhu zvakavaomera zvekuti kana paine vamwewo vari kuda musikana webasa wemumba aiwa vakatarisira kuti basa iri vachariwana mugore rino ra2022
The Rosa mother used that finding life very difficult, you know, and as a Jesus founder, get an interview with some of them. Here they come.
Papa Ubalani Labanuza.
Nukuli.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
I'm going to go to the house.
I'm going to go to the house. So ngicela ninikaze nihambe mina umnye ophele ngoDisemba.
Hayi.
Lenzani lapha ndlane ngobulali yasebenza.
Hayi ukuphothela phothela njalo ukusizwa yera wayera kodwa njengabantu.
So liphila ngani?
Ngokudla.
Lokuthatha.
Sathenga isinto.
Imali ke lito le.
Imali. Aba sponsor of our talent nje abafana abahlala eDorobheni.
Mbona lapha le nathi ukhanya kumnandi kuyini? Yini?
Koroti. Ngazi nathi koroti. Nyasha manje. Ima ni nika umu.
Yebo.
Eli eli.
Uthwa kuyini?
Ichi.
Ikoroti.
Eh? Nikoroti.
Uthwa ngani?
Namanje
lani
achuka manje eh achuka kumphezulu
amanzi le brown sugar phela
ikachuka
uthi ikachuka
ikachuka ikachuka
oho iyenzana le mzimbeni ikachuka
ah
izo ngitiyetwe okay. So when we go to Yangabe, you see, it's a thing more.
No,
what I'm not going to tell you.
I'm
not going to support you. I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to support you. I'm
not going to support you. Those youngsters, you know, we're chatting to Ezra Chikaswanda. Very interesting because they spend the whole day just doing some of these things. And what you saw there was the first guy was counting coins. He wanted to buy something. And, you know, you heard a lady in the background saying it's about 15 rand, right?
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to buy something, but maybe it was not enough. And another one was saying, let's try to get some more money to buy whatever you want to buy. And according to Sunny Boy, you know, you can make New Year resolutions. But those wishes cannot be what he wants, you know, at the end of the day. He won't achieve it because life is tough, according to him. And then Ezra spoke with these youngsters. You know, they're very young, and they're from Pinga. They were drinking this mixture of water and brown sugar. You know, at school we used to call that Ikoro. And now they call it Nikolota or Bigai sugar. So you just drink it as it is. It's not toxic. It's not an alcoholic beverage. It's just water and sugar, you know. And it makes you a bit strong, you know. But these boys have some ambitions. Two of them want to have some licenses this year. And all of them want to buy cars, even if they don't have money. They're saying their parents are sending the money. So what we don't know here is whether their parents are outside the country or somewhere else. You never know what this goes up to, you know?
Yes. I want to tell you that I have a lot of people who are in the house. I have a lot of people who are in the house. I have a lot of people who are in the house. I have a lot of people who are in the house. I have a lot of people who are in the house. I have a lot of people who are in the house. I have a lot of people who are in the house. I have a lot of people who are in the house. Uyeshe vanga vari kunwa iwo yavanga vari kuti coral water yavanga vari kuti imvura yakaiswa brown sugar nekuti ndambotarisa chida kunyatsoona kuti vari kunwei vanga vari kunwa asi chanyanyo ndifadza jibzu ndeche kuti vakomana vanga vakageza zvakanaka handisizoti inyuye here yavanga vakachena uyeshe havasi kunwa zvinodhaka vari kunwa yavari kuti iyo coral water vakubva kudhara kuti yakagara iripo asi vanga vachinwa zvakare vachinwa vari mumawine glass avo. Saka handisi kuzoti apa vanga vari kucelebrata new year here.
Yes, yes, yes. It was a new year celebration. And you know that Ikoro is something that was a big currency in a Porto school.
Uh-huh.
If you had that, you're going to trade it for something big, you know? Like you give somebody a glass and then that person will give you 5 glasses of bread, you know?
Wow. So
It's an interesting kind of a drink, you know.
Yes, but what impressed me about the young men, like what I said, is they looked very well kept. And they were smiling, you know, despite, I don't know, their surrounding, whatever they are facing, like what the other young men said. that he just has coins, that they want to buy something. But they were happy. They were
very happy.
You know, great-looking young men, very well-dressed, clean. And also they were drinking cold water from their wine glasses, looking very happy, celebrating their New Year. So their resolution is that they want to buy cars, I guess, when they grow up, and also to get their license. But yes. I heard someone in the background said something about some people in the UK must help us. But
he said, you know, if we put another video, you know, doing all these kind of things, there are some people can help us from the UK.
Yes, I thought. So they are also looking for well wishes, but you know, they look very happy with the upcoming year, despite, you know, what one of the other younger guys said, that, you know, they were trying to put money together to buy something.
Yeah, so we've got another lady, you know, she is baking some cakes.
Okay, 2022. You know, any food delivery during the lockdown, yes, because we started lockdown, we end up by COVID. Yes, food to say, we pick up my cake, we go into eat the call for kids' parties, we go la, then charge. So we pick up my cake, we end up eat the call around one, I am a party.
It's a happy photo shoot.
Anyways, they are home as long as the transport is corner. They are home as long as on time.
I wonder what I was on Facebook and I could have been on this telephone. If it's a local Facebook, it would try to track.
It's on Facebook, Dorothy McQuannan.
What about my cake? Aye. What am I going to try to do?
I'm a cake among those cakes.
Those cakes. I'm going to page Facebook. I hope you know
Facebook.
I'm going to go to Facebook. Which high number do you know? What do you have to
phone number? 077-073-455-701. 0773-455-701.